dynamics and, you know, it's...
Right. Well, I'm glad they're with us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a good thing. Those guys do a great job of isolating certain guys, mm-hmm. you know, pretty much causing the defense to focus on that.
How much easier does that make it on a playmaker like yourself on the outside, where there's more attention to them right. than normally tight ends?
Right. Well, that's the pick and choose. I think with our offense, the things that we do a lot of different things. Defense have to figure out what are their game plan, what are they planning on going in and focus on.
How many different kinds of defenses and ways have you seen teams try to deal with Rob and Aaron? Are you amused to see how many kind of things they throw
at you? Well, I see it after the game. Once the game is over, like during the course of the game, I can look at the defense and tell you what they're running.
Yeah.
But just because of what I'm seeing doesn't mean that's what they're actually doing.
But I mean, once you've kind of assessed it,
mm-hmm.
you know, I mean, how many different kind of looks have you seen teams throw at you guys to try to figure
it's
it out?
It's all football. It's all cover two, cover one,
yeah.
cover five. It's all the same. It's just how guys play it. Mm-hmm. You know, what defense coordinators, how they want to attack certain guys. I think all the defense still the same.
Deion, can you talk about being in the championship game? Is it a special feeling for you, or is it just like any other game?
It is. I can't talk about it. I haven't done it in so long. So the feeling, it's a great feeling, you know, once you obtain it. But, you know, there's nothing I can talk about. I haven't done it in so long. That feeling is gone. Hopefully we can regain that back. But
you guys always talk about kind of the team sharing, going through the same preparation. But internally, does the focus just ramp up because it's one game before you get, you know, does it just happen that way?
Well, this is it. I mean, you win, you stay, and you lose, your season over. And I think, you know, that's the main focus. We want to continue playing. And it's, you know, guys have to have to. We want to continue playing. So, it's, like you said, it's a one-week season, and this is it.
You got a good feeling about it. You think you guys are going to come through?
I got a great feeling. I have a great feeling. You know, as long as we go out and take care of business, do what we're supposed to do.
On the lighter side, they're trying to come up with nicknames for Gronk and Aaron, like Shake and Quake or A-Rob. Or, I don't know if you've seen this on.
Do you have any ideas?
That's what it's on? No, I haven't seen that. No, I ain't got no nicknames for the
What do you call those guys?
Who, S.A. and Gronk. You know, I call Chico S.A. You know, guys.
It works out for you, just
fine. Those are guys.
Deion, if one of those younger guys came to you and asked for advice on how to deal with the enormity of this game, what would you tell them?
The biggest thing is just make sure we're going out and executing our game plan. It's not about the magnitude of the game. It's about our focus on our game plan. That's the entire thing. I mean, we can be focused on what's going on outside of the game and lose sight of what our plan is to go into the game. You know, so I think the most important thing is making sure guys stay focused on our game plan and what we're trying to accomplish.
How difficult is it to manage those emotions, though, knowing what's at stake?
Well, I mean, you just said it. I mean, this is what's at stake. You win, you stay, you lose, your season's over. And like I said earlier, I'm sure everybody's in here. They want to continue playing. I mean, these are times that coming to work is very – there's a lot of fun. There's a lot of joy of coming to work. I mean, early on, once the season started and began in training camp, you know, I wouldn't say that's so fun. I mean, right now it's very, guys enjoy coming in, very relaxing. You know, enjoy waking up, coming in, getting the game plan, seeing what the coaches have for us.
You've won 9 straight games. How have you done it? Is it confidence? Guys mm-hmm. just getting comfortable with the system?
No, just execution. You know, execution. You know, fighting through adversity when things happen. You know, not backing down. You know, perseverance. You know, through the course of the time, those, what did you say, 8-9 games?
9-1.
Yeah. I mean, that was some time, there was a lot of adversity stacked up against us across the board. I mean, we fought through it. And I think that's what's keeping us alive now.